And we're back on the KYMM Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios is Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Jesse. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
And you didn't come in alone
today. I did not. I brought Captain Nathan Bedeen with me this morning.
Morning.
All right. Captain, thank you so much for coming in as well.
You bet.
We're going to talk mainly about him today,
right,
about Captain Bedeen. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with the Sheriff's Department?
Yeah, I grew up just west of Northfield on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with the Sheriff's Office for about 22 years now. I started out as a correction officer. I worked one season of water patrol, and I was a deputy sheriff, and I was a canine handler. I was part of our emergency response unit. I've been a sergeant since 2001 and recently promoted to captain at the beginning of the year.
Well, congrats.
So I've done a lot of different things, and it's been a great career so far.
Congrats on the promotion.
Thank you.
You've had... Boy, a wide range of experience as a county sheriff or in the sheriff's department.
Correct. Yeah.
Are you focusing now on water patrol? Is that correct?
So we used to have one lieutenant spot, and then Sheriff Thomas made two captain spots, and myself and Paul LaRoche was the other captain. So we've got what falls under my umbrella. I oversee. We have a sergeant of investigations in the courthouse, but they fall under my umbrella. And some of the things I'm more hands-on are our dive team and water patrol.
Okay.
So, yeah, one thing we want to talk about today was just, you know, what our water patrol structure kind of looks like, what we're doing with it, and kind of some reminders about water safety.
Yeah, we're heading into the boats on the water season. Right now, we still have probably ice, some fish houses on the water. When is the ice going down? Is it going to be? Do you think it'll be this coming week when we get 70s?
Yeah, I noticed you've looked at my Carhartt sweatshirt I have on, and not in a uniform. But yes, today actually we have to actually assist the DNR with removing a fish house. Someone didn't remove it at the end of February. They're supposed to. So sometimes we have to do those tasks that aren't so fun and a little dangerous, and hoping the weather will warm up a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. We're still a month away, I guess, from the walleye opener.
Yeah.
So you've got a little bit of time to, I guess, get ready for the season. But as far as we're back to our original train of thought is water safety and things that people have to keep in mind as we start a new season.
Yeah. So how we like to describe the structure of the water patrol, the sheriff's office is. We have safety and education is one piece of it, enforcement's another, and then rescue recovery. So we have in the summer seasonal temporary workers that help us on the water, and they go to safety camps, they go to educate the public, and then they're out on the water at least four times a week out and doing safety checks with boaters.
Mm-hmm.
If there is something that comes up, they reach out to a licensed officer that may have to write a ticket or make an arrest for driving a boat while intoxicated. And then, but their primary focus is safety and education. And that's going out, making sure people have their life jackets, making sure people have their fire extinguishers, making sure that everyone's just being safe on the water. And one thing we know is that people don't drive boats every day like they do cars.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just get them out for the first time. It's my grandpa's boat, and they're out on the water, and they have no idea. Just a throwable is an example. You need when anything 16 feet or longer, you need to have a throwable. People don't remember that, or they forget they didn't have registration on it. And so it's a different type of enforcement. It is recreation enforcement, and it's honestly a pretty fun job. We usually hire our applicants are usually college kids that are looking to get into law enforcement. So it's a great stepping stone for them, too.
How many do you hire?
So right now we're backgrounding three. We have two returning from last year, and we're hoping everyone makes it through the background. So we'd have a total of five seasonal. Then there'd be myself that oversees it, and we have another sergeant. Ross Spicer is going to be helping me out this year as a as an extra hand to help train and guide.
Yeah, I would imagine, I don't know if I'd use the words plum gig, but that would be probably, you see a lot, people are out having fun normally,
yeah.
And it's getting out of the lake in the summertime, and it's that would be a, I guess, as fun as law enforcement can be.
It's a good time, yeah. We have several different types of boats. We have just your traditional V-bottom boats. Mm-hmm. We have two jet skis. We have a John boat. We have about 12 different lakes in the county that have access, as we would call. We have many different ponds that people call lakes, but we would consider probably 2 or 12 lakes that have good accesses, and two major rivers being the Strait and Cannon. And so we've got a lot of different types of water we have to prepare ourselves for, and we have a lot of different boats.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of the lakes, and which ones have fish? I've been shut out a few times.
Allegedly, they all have fish.
Yeah. Let's talk about, you know, the safety is a big aspect. You also do rescue type mm-hmm. such, and you right. have you specialize equipment for that too.
Yeah, so we have a dive team mm-hmm. as well. Like yesterday, we were just out training on one of our lakes by one of our bridges, and yeah, it was a cold one yesterday.
But now, do they have to scuba? I mean, do you have scuba yep. divers that go underwater and such?
We do, mm-hmm. and that's made up of deputies and also firefighters, and so we have about 6 divers right now. And then we also have people called tenders. I'm not actually a diver. I just help with sometimes if we have to, you know, cut holes through the ice. We have to, you know, every diver's attached to a cord that has communications on it. So mm-hmm. There's safety checks and operation plans and all the other stuff that goes into just going down and diving. So we have other members that are non-divers that are on the dive team too. Mm-hmm. But we do. We've got a new boat coming in that's ordered that has, some great new technology on it and sonar. And so a lot of the stuff, if we do unfortunately have a recovery, we have some technology out there to help us find, hopefully, the person first before we would just send a diver down. And so we do train deputies in that as well.
Boy, we've already had lost one life this year yeah. due to a drowning event. And that's, moving into some warnings for right now. You know, I've gone through, there's a little patch of woods by where I live. I took a walk through last weekend, and it is a sloppy, muddy mess. And you get too close, so that river is flowing pretty, pretty heavily right now. And boy, that, to be careful.
Yeah, you have to respect the rivers. They always say rapid water under steady surface, right? And you're absolutely right about the mud and then the ice, or, you know, it could be ice underneath that mud and you're slipping, and stay away from the rivers for sure. You know, those banks are, they can get you pretty fast, and there's a lot of stuff underneath the river. There's a lot of trees and debris that get caught up, and it's extremely dangerous.
Yeah. We're talking now with Captain Nathan Bedeen, who is with Rice County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Jesse Thomas is also with us in the studios here. Anything else you want to talk about? Any other aspects of the job? And Jesse, you can chime in here too.
Sure. We did apply for a grant. Nathan can probably touch on that. We're getting a new jet boat, which is new to us. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, jet boat.
Yeah, so some monies that come back through some grants, I'll just even rewind a little bit, is that if you ever look at a life jacket, it says U.S. Coast Guard approved. Mm-hmm. It should say that. If you're buying it in a store, they get a stamp that's approved. Anytime a life jacket's sold, some of that money goes back into grants that get distributed to the states like us that get money. And we were awarded almost a $90,000 boat this last year. It's going to take a while to build, but it's getting built out of Idaho, and it's a jet boat. Primary reason we need the jet boat is for the rivers. Mm-hmm. Right now, we've got it. It's called a Pro Drive, which is a shaft-driven motor where the motor sits up top. Mm-hmm. You know, traditionally you'll see something that has oil and it's liquid-cooled. Our shaft-driven boat, it's like an army tank. I mean, we use it to put buoys out. I mean, it's a beast. Mm-hmm. We use it for bogs and other stuff and sloughs. But it's very hard to navigate at times. It's not easy. This jet boat is something that can be operated in very limited amount of water, just a few inches. Mm-hmm. And it can be operated like a normal boat, and you can churn and go in reverse. Our other Pro Drive one is a great, great boat. Well, like I said, it probably takes 5 seconds to even put it in reverse. Mm-hmm. It's so this is going to be a huge upgrade for us, and it's going to be so much safer just for our deputies as well.
Yeah. Boy, that's a grant.
Yeah.
That's a nice grant.
It was. And we got tent buoys approved and brand new life jackets for all of our deputies. There's a manufacturer out there that cuts them specifically for the belt so it fits our deputies better, too. So, yeah, it was a great grant.
All right.
Yeah, it's nice to have a lot of tools to help people when we need to. And the thing you always have to remember, though, is it's time, right? So by the time you call us and for us to get there, so plan ahead and make sure you do everything you can to make yourself safe out there.
Yeah, and 911 would be the number to call?
That'd be the best way to get to us, yes.
All right. Once again, from the Sheriff's Office, Captain Nathan Bedeen and Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us. Let's move into a distracted driving. We've got a press release recently, I think, from the estate April, I guess, is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Do I have that correct?
I believe that would be correct. It's also a lot of other things for the state, but that's one thing we're focusing on right now. So we do have extra enforcement shifts where we hire or actually pay our staff to overtime to go out and enforce the distracted driving laws. The main thing is put your cell phone down. I see it all the time in my personal truck. It's a little higher up, and people don't drive around and looking down at the floor. They're looking at their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people don't realize when you're doing 60 miles an hour, if you look down for 3-4 seconds, how far you travel. And it takes you time. It takes time to respond to when you see something. So put your phone down. That text message phone call can wait. It can wait 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever that might be. And make sure you get to your destination safe and everybody else is safe on the road as well.
Yeah. All right. Gentlemen, is there anything else you'd like to talk about while we have you in here?
One last thing. If you're looking for a career in corrections, we are still hiring correctional officers. And I am approved to hire 3 additional come July 1st. And we're backgrounding 4 right now. So I still need about 4. So just go on our county website and apply for the position.
And you'll be able to work in a brand new facility before too terribly long.
Correct.
As well.
Yes.
All right. Jesse, Nathan, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. It's good getting to know you, Nathan.
Yes, thank you.
That's Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas along with Captain Nathan Bedeen here on 95.1 The One. We've got Rich standing by. He'll have some